I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Three Coptic churches in Egypt went up in flames this fall. It's still unknown whether these fires resulted from arson or faulty electrical wiring. And though the church fires are suspicious, Sat7 USA President Rex Rogers says the church in the Middle East is resilient.
The Coptic church is alive and well, and there are evangelical churches that exist in Egypt that, as long as they're not out publicly and actively proselytizing, they're pretty much left alone unless, again, something happens with an extremist.
Through its programming, Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, encourages believers and reminds them they're not alone. Rogers says the church is growing even in difficult parts of the Arab world. Please ask God to protect and fortify the work of his people in Egypt and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And increasing pressure on Christians in China may get you down, but there is reason to hope. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, says God's Spirit is on the move. Bibles for China distributed nearly 55,000 copies of God's Word in 15 Chinese provinces this year. Much of their work is done through local Chinese Christians, but believers from all over the world are getting involved.
When we first started this, if you'd have said, well, there'll be 45 countries someday that are contributing to China for Bibles, I would have said, that's impossible, but from Zambia to Singapore, we have individuals that have made a contribution to the ministry.
To find your place in the story, search Bibles for China at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.